What does it mean to be a true friend to people? How about following Jesus' example? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Lisa Jo Baker shares about true friendship.
We live in a what's in it for me culture, and I think we tend to approach friendship that way too. You know, we have this long list of expectations and checklists and what we want out of our friendship, and then we're easily disappointed and we take offense. And thank you, social media, I can now just unfriend you with the swipe of my finger. I don't even have to have a conversation with you. And that's what's in it for me friendship. But the thing about Jesus is he is a model of what's in it for you friendship. How can I come and be a friend to you?
For instance, take the parable of the Good Samaritan.
In the parable of the Good Samaritan, the question he has just been asked is, who is my neighbor? Or in essence, who is my friend? And he tells an entire story to prove the point that you need to go and be somebody's friend, go and be somebody's neighbor. That's what the parable of the Good Samaritan is about. And so he inverts what's in it for me, and he instead says, what's in it for you?
Being a true friend by taking time to focus on others makes a world of difference.
If we start to look at friendship that way, we get out of our own way. We stop having our list of, you know, hang-ups or guilt or passive aggression. Instead, we can stop worrying about what we did or didn't get out of a friendship, but we can start to say, well, how do I show up for her? What does it look like to be a faithful friend? How can I cheer for her on Tuesday afternoons? You know, can I pick up her kids or help her with her laundry? When we focus on somebody else instead of ourselves, it's A, a relief, and B, a lot like walking in Jesus' footsteps.
Being a true friend by taking time to focus on others can make a world of difference. Do you want to hear more encouragement for your daily walk with God? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.